Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it must be a problem for two-faced people to put their best face forward. We're happy to have this privilege of talking to you about the Bible today, and we're glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's get back to our study. We were talking about tradition, and it's interesting to note that Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15 tells the brethren to hold the traditions which they have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. And they also are exhorted, if someone won't abide by those traditions, to withdraw from that brother who walks disorderly. However, the word tradition in the minds of many people simply means something handed from one generation to another without any thought whatever as to its origin. In other words, a tradition that came from God, something handed from one generation to another, but had its origination with God, that must be observed. But the traditions of men, that which man has formulated without Bible authority, those traditions must be rejected. Jesus said in Matthew 15, 8 and 9, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." So the doctrines and the commandments of men are simply those things that stand in the way of our service unto God, and therefore must be rejected. Now, certainly, when we look at Paul exhorting the brethren to hold tradition, he's not telling them to hold the doctrines of men. He's telling them to hold the traditions that you've received that have biblical backing, that come from God. I'd like for you to think with me for a little while about some of those traditions that we hold to that have God as the originator of those particular positions. Well, first of all, the tradition of the verbal inspiration of the Bible. We're not talking about just something some man has handed from one generation to another. We're saying to you the Bible claims inspiration. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, you read this: "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work." When someone suggests to me, "You need a book other than the Bible," this passage comes to mind. All Scripture's inspired, and it provides doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, and it makes the man of God completely furnished to every good work. So it doesn't sound to me like I need another book in addition to the Bible. When someone comes along and says, "Well, this is a complementary book that is of origins unknown, but it goes along with the Bible," I don't need it. I have everything that has to do with life and godliness. But notice the passage says it came by inspiration. When I say inspiration, I'm simply meaning that God, by His Holy Spirit, told the men what they were to write. And so when the men wrote, they wrote God's will. It was not just something they made up. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. And Peter tells us in verse 19, we have a more sure word of prophecy. When it's sure, then you can depend on it, can't you? Well, when he says we have a more sure word of prophecy, you can depend on it, here's the reason. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Bible is not a private interpretation, and that doesn't mean what many people think it to mean. Sometimes people say, well, the Bible can't be privately interpreted, so you have to allow the church to tell you what the Bible means, and those who are scholars to tell you what the Bible says. Well, friends, that's not what he's talking about at all. He's talking about the giving of the Bible, not your reading of the Bible. He's saying the Bible was given not by private interpretation. Now, to explain that, it would simply mean that Paul didn't write just what Paul wanted to write, or Peter didn't write just what he wanted to write. John didn't make up his own book without help from God. All of these men were guided by inspiration. Therefore, when I listen to something that John wrote, I'm listening to the Word of God. When I hear something that Peter wrote, I'm hearing the Word of God. When I listen to what Paul has said, I'm hearing what God has said through the Apostle Paul. Now, the reason that I emphasize that is this. Do you know there are people today who don't believe parts of the Bible, and they dismiss parts of the Bible by simply saying, well, that was just Paul's opinion. That was Paul's view. I've heard some feminists try to do that in regard to what Paul said in regard to women's subjection to men and the fact that women have no right to preach. The Bible doesn't give a woman the right to be the public proclaimer of the gospel. She's not the preacher. A preacher is a man and limited by the Word of God. But somebody says Paul wasn't married, and so Paul was a woman hater. Therefore, when Paul told a woman to learn in silence, that he was just echoing his own views. Friends, remember, the Bible came by inspiration. It didn't come by the will of man. It's not a private interpretation. It's not something that man thought up and wrote himself. It's something that came by inspiration of God. Now, having made that point, remember, the Bible is not a book of human tradition. It's a book of the tradition delivered from God, of the things God wants us to do. So certainly we hold that tradition and follow that in our everyday walk of life. We do appreciate talking with you today, and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.